Well, there are a couple of TV shows that debuted new seasons this week, including Mr. Robot.
What I'm about to tell you is top secret. A conspiracy bigger than all of us. There's a powerful group of people out there that are secretly running the world. I'm talking about the guys no one knows about, the guys that are invisible. The top 1% of the top 1%, the guys that play God without permission.
That's Elliot Alderson, the hacker hero of USA's award-winning drama. Mr. Robot returned Wednesday for a third season. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us with more. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And tell us more, first of all, for people who haven't seen this show, about Elliot, who's the character at the center of the show.
Yeah, played by Rami Malek. This is one of the most interesting characters on television. He suffers from a mental illness, and we found out, I guess at the end of the first season, that he's actually two people, back and forth between his own persona as a 20-something hacker with incredible abilities, and this other persona that is in the image of his dead father that wants to implement this plan to hack the nation's economy. Now, they pull it off, and as the third season opens, you know, Elliot realizes that he's made a terrible mistake, and he's trying to right that wrong, and it puts him in a position where he's actually working against Mr. Robot, which is this other version of himself.
And I'm already lost just listening to you talk about it. There are a lot of layers of conspiracy here. And I think, you know, I tried to get into this show in the first season and I watched several episodes. It's really well done, but it is kind of complicated and hard to stick with. I left it halfway through the first season.
I think that's the problem with some of these really complex shows. I compare this show to Orphan Black, although I think Mr. Robot is a much better show and has kept its quality longer than Orphan Black has. And the third season is better than the second season for people who may have dropped off in the second season. But if you haven't seen those seasons, or if you're fuzzy on the details, then when you're watching the show, there's almost a sense that they're talking about something that you know it's significant, but you don't know why it's significant. And so what happens with some of these shows is their viewership starts to drop as, you know, people become less invested in that, making that kind of effort to understand what's going on, even though the show itself is great and people who hang in there, you know, get to see an amazing story well told.
Okay, I want to ask you about another show that debuted this week on Hulu. This is Sarah Silverman's new show, I Love You, America. She did some singing in the series opener. Let's listen.
I love you, America, from sea to shining sea, from the East Coast to the West, and whatever's in between.
So what's this show about, and what's your take so far?
That's a good question. After watching the first episode, I'm still not sure. Basically, Sarah Silverman, the pitch for this show was that it was going to be Sarah Silverman putting herself in situations that she's not normally in, talking to people sort of outside the Hollywood bubble, outside of L.A. or New York. There wasn't a whole lot, frankly, of the show devoted to that. There was one pre-tape sequence where she visited a family in Louisiana that she said had never had dinner with a Jew. So she decided to go. But one of the things I find, for example, about these kinds of shows that try to break down barriers and talk to people is that they're hosted by people who haven't really studied how this works. And so, you know, as much as she tried to establish a dialogue, it wound up making the family look like they didn't have knowledge of the issues, and maybe that was why they voted for Trump. And so it didn't really break down walls in the way that the show promised. And there were other parts of the show that were kind of confusing. I didn't particularly find it all that entertaining. There was a better show, actually, that debuted on Thursday night called The Rundown with Robin Thede. And so this is a black woman hosting a late night show that's focused on minority issues and talking about issues from a black perspective. Really funny. And I've always been impressed with her. So it's good to see her get a chance to host a great late night show.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.